laughing at me.
That was a huge deep breath. Massive.
Do you know what it is? Yeah, I looked at it and I was like, wow, I'm just like so in the camera.
Thank you.
I'm just like so in the camera. Like, I feel like I haven't been in front of the camera in so long.
You won't really remember it's there by then.
It would.
Why won't I? I remember everything.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. Let me just get the start.
The traffic.
Huh?
The traffic. Friday, innit?
Yeah, Friday, Friday traffic, innit?
So you go on bare holidays, you said?
Yeah. Have you started?
No.
Oh. Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Obviously, she goes on more holidays, but we do try.
What was the last one?
When was the last one?
Yeah.
Amsterdam.
Yeah.
I want to go there.
Oh, well, that was that recess.
Yeah, recess.
Yeah. Was that was so bad. That was like
bad.
Worst
recess.
No,
I didn't go.
Worst
recess. They went Paris though.
Yeah.
Oh, that was Paris. That one good.
Yeah, that was alright.
Oh. You know, that's the only reason. Not the only reason. That's one of the reasons we went, because we were like, oh my god, Paris one looks so good.
Yeah, I hear it.
Yeah, mistake. It's okay.
Right. I actually didn't even know people actually went to. I forgot about the October Paris.
I feel like nobody from London really went to the Amsterdam one.
Swear.
Yeah, it was just like people from Amsterdam.
Yeah, and neighboring countries.
Yeah.
Bro, I would have thought better people would have gone because it's Amsterdam.
No, but I think it's because of the mixed reviews from the Paris one. Mm. Well, a lot of mixed reviews about that one.
What did people say about Paris one?
Some people that I know were like, it's like bad. A 2 out of 10, like it was bad.
As in the actual function?
The motive, yeah.
Two? Right, I don't really know. Two.
Was it cold?
No.
It looked cold.
So was August.
I was wearing shorts.
Is it?
Really?
It rained, though, didn't it?
I was wearing shorts.
No,
you did wear shorts. No, I was wearing my jeans, shorts, yeah. And then I was wearing this short sleeve t-shirt, yeah. It wasn't bad. I don't think it was cold at all. Okay. I guess hot or cold right now.
Perfect.
You're cool, yeah.
Are you turning it up?
No, I'm turning it on.
How old are you guys?
How old do you think?
You look familiar, so I'm going to say like 22.
I look familiar.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What area are you from?
I'm from South London.
Yeah, that's
London.
Why you look familiar.
Wait,
how do you guys know each other?
One's
in Essex, one's
where
are you from?
Same place,
the
same. Is that really? Yeah.
Where in South?
Where in South?
Yo.
I'm
near the water.
Why do you
want to
say
what
like
that?
The same?
Yeah, what's
near the water? I'm near the water still. Where are you lot from, bro?
No, we're not going to say. Yeah, where in South are you from?
Woolwich.
I don't know you, but you look familiar. You look like you were someone from South. I've definitely seen a someone's story or something. No.
You might have seen him at his day party,
but I wouldn't be surprised.
Maybe if you came to my events, I don't know. Take me home.
Take me home.
Yeah, that's what my event
looks like. I just look familiar. Take me home.
Yeah. Next year, this year will come back, don't worry. Okay. So you lot make sure you're there.
22.
Well, I look 22.
Like 22, 23, yeah. 24, around that age. I wouldn't think you're older than that.
No, I'm not. I'm around that age.
How old are you guys?
No, I'm 23.
I'm 23 as well.
I'm 22.
You're 22?
Yeah.
Why did you think
that? I was going to say that.
Because you know I've got to that age where I just like, how old am I? Do you know what I'm saying?
Same.
Like, honestly.
What? Same.
No, I hear it.
How old are you lot?
Yes.
Same age.
Nah. Same age as you.
Nah.
I'm 22. You're 21, he's 22.
I can't even hear
I think I think you're younger.
Younger than her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
21, 22.
Okay. That's interesting. Sorry, we're both 22. I am younger than her by a month.
Oh, swear.
But we're both 22.
How long have you been friends?
Since
year 7.
Yeah.
Year 7, at least not then.
Oh, you guys
have been friends before year 7? No, before year 7.
Crazy.
I thought you didn't like me though, I'll be wrong.
Swear?
Mm.
Bro, I didn't. I thought his brother was the older one. That's
wrong.
people always say that. So now, bro.
No, not now, not anymore.
Well, if you see my brother,
not
you
anymore,
see me.
Not anymore. Not
you
anymore.
See my brother, you see me, you think I'm older than him.
Yes.
Actually, maybe not. You know,
to be fair, until they speak, you wouldn't know.
No, that's crazy.
Your brother's got a beard now, hasn't he?
Full beard, bro.
Is he taller?
Yeah, there we go.
No, he's not taller than me. He just got a full beard. But because I've started gym, I look bigger now.
The year's only,
well, I'm just like,
only a year difference, though.
Yeah,
he's
a year bigger.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
They've always said that he's. Looks older than me still.
So
yeah. Man.
I was at the corner shop and there were two guys behind the till. Boss man said I look 25 and the son said I look 28. Is it even a compliment, 28? Like, that's wild, you know. That's 5 years.
He said you look like someone's dad.
Fez.
You look like, you said you guys on
there. Fez.
Do you know what I mean? Like, is that good or bad? I don't know.
I look my age, I think. I get told I'm a little my age.
Younger?
Yeah, I couldn't go into a lounge because they thought I was 16. I was like, that's such a drag.
No, that's
16. But most of my clients think I'm like 18 or 17, though. Clients. Especially without makeup.
What do you do? Oh, you do makeup,
like,
or?
Boys and girls' hair.
Okay, first.
Okay. First. Makes sense. How long have you been doing it for?
A long time.
So, yeah.
But I only did the boys' business as a business more recently.
Mm.
Or like maybe like past like 2.
Why is that? Why do girls do that?
Do what?
That they only make it for girls, and then some girls don't do it for guys.
Because as someone who does hair for guys, boys are weirdos.
Oh, okay.
Boys are actually weirdos.
Okay.
Because I was looking at you, yeah, because I'm looking at you because I need to figure out the middle part. And why did you think at the end of the appointment that I was interested in you?
Okay.
That's weird. But I just made it a business because my brother has hair, so I learned how to do hair because of him.
Okay.
Like, why not steal men's money? And now I'm going to learn how to cut hair so I can take all of men's money. Your own is right.
The episode has started now. That's crazy. Wow.
Everything's been started.
Wait, but you say, like, what?
I literally asked you guys.
Yeah, we just.
wait, but you said.
You lied to me.
You said boys are weirdos because you look at them and they feel type of way, yeah. But has there not ever been a situation where you actually find a guy attractive?
Once, but I don't mix business and pleasure. I don't talk to boys that. Like, if you have hair, I will never offer to do your hair. I don't want to mix business and pleasure. I think that's so awkward.
Swear.
Unless you're my boyfriend, I'm not doing your hair.
Fair enough.
But you'll do it before you're his boyfriend, her, or his girlfriend.
I don't even entertain clients. Even if I think you're good looking, I'm just like, I'm here to work. I'm doing your hair, and that's it. You can be like the perfect looking person ever. I will tell myself face your front and do his hair.
No, it's actually true, because sometimes she'll be FaceTiming me during like an appointment. I'm like, oh, that guy is like good looking. I'm in her AirPods. And then she just like,
yeah, what? No. I think that just makes everything so awkward. Like, because now think about it. If like we start talking and then something goes wrong, I know the way I am. I can't let you sit in front of me and I do your hair. Because I will yank your hair whilst I'm retwisting it.
Wow.
I will. I'm annoyed with you. We can't mix business and pleasure. I just know.
As in like when you're talking during the appointment or?
No, like if we're doing, me and someone are doing a thing. Okay. And like you started off as a client and then we started doing a thing.
Yeah.
And something goes wrong, I don't want you to come and sit in my seat. Which means now I've lost out on money. So that's.
It's one client.
No, it's one client. But that could be one extra client.
No, but accumulates though.
Yeah.
Fez, it's a good thing though. Yeah, mixing business and pleasure.
Do you think boys will see it as a problem if you're doing boys' hair? As in, a boy you're chatting to you outside of your business sees you doing hair and you're doing a boy's hair. Do you think they'll see it as a problem? Or they'll fall out?
I don't think so, because like, if you see me do hair, you would understand that there's no way there could ever be a problem. I don't flirt with my clients. I don't do touchy-touchy. When I do middle parties, I'm even bare awkward. I'm standing on the side of you going like, is it the middle? Like, it's just like, you know, just, no. Just, I don't think it'll be a problem unless you're like someone who's like mad jealous. And just like, unless you want to give me money for the client and you don't want me to do the client's hair, that person's hair. I'm not waiting, but.
I don't know if they'll do that, but.
You know what I mean?
Well, I hear guys that don't like it.
No, I understand.
You understand it, though.
I understand, right? But then I don't understand. This is like, what? You're always going to be working with men. There's no job where you just work with females that I can think of anyway. You're always going to always be around men. I understand one-to-one time because I'm like, but like, it's not that deep.
But it's like you're touching another man's hair. Putting mousse, caressing his head, all of that.
Yeah, I only press it for 1 second at the end when I do it.
There we go.
Yeah. I actually do that, to be fair.
You see these words like mad, jealous, insecure. Mm. I can't help but think of poor my man in the front row.
Oh, my.
At a concert. Oh, man.
No, that was bad.
No, bad doesn't do it justice.
That was terrible.
That's the start of his villain story.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't think so.
I think you don't think so.
I think he's getting back with her.
Do you know what? I do agree with that.
Do you know what I think so? Yeah, because when he was walking away, like there wasn't enough in his walk.
There wasn't anger.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it was mad slow.
He shouldn't be in the videos. He should have been gone.
Have left He should have left as soon as she started doing that.
What's he waiting? That's not realistic, let's be real.
That is realistic.
He's not crying out of the scene. Are you gonna?
So you're telling me he was right to stand in the front row, leaning over that fence, just watching
her? He should have been in the front row in the first place.
Bro, he should have cut out strip.
Why was he not? Why are you in the front row?
No, I've never thought about that, though.
He was holding the railings.
Why would you
like,
in the front row?
Babes, I'd think maybe seated area, you know, so I just, like, something a bit more intimate.
Exactly.
No, because that's very pumped. Like, the front, the...
Oh, did you see her face?
Bro, there's too many angles. More than VAR, it's crazy. I don't even get it.
The fact that people wanted us to talk about this as well is how you know that. They know that they want us to get onto her.
What would you guys have done?
Like
if
I can't imagine it.
It's done.
Like, just it's... say, for example, like you guys were there. What would you have done? Like when you saw her. Okay, first part. What would you have done when you first saw her go to the stage? And what would you have done when you saw her dancing?
There is though. It's like I can't think of what I'll do because everything I will say I want to do, it makes me look bad. Let's say I want to walk out now. I look bad. I'm walking away. Like they're gonna record me. Every situation, I think I'm just going to get recorded. So it's like...
Like,
there's nothing I can do at that point. The minute she walks onto the stage, like, I'm finished. So
I wouldn't walk out right there.
I would walk
out.
I'm gone, bro. What are you talking about? What am I waiting for?
Nah, man. What are you waiting for,
then? Well, like, as soon as she goes upstage, you're walking out.
No, the minute I see her saying, yeah, pick me.
Yeah, I wouldn't walk out right away.
That's so eager.
When that curtain dropped... Then I walk out. You know what I mean?
Nah, you're waiting.
That didn't happen straight away.
Nah.
The curtain. They were like dancing. Then it went further up. Then the thing dropped. Then the spotlight and the silhouette came up. Then it got Maz.
Oh, crazy. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
I just saw the silhouette. I was like, wait, is this behind the curtain? There's something going on behind the curtain. And then it showed that she was jumping all over him. And then I was just so confused. Oh, raw. Yeah.
And apparently, I don't know if this is true.
Because
I saw my friend's TikTok that he must have been like, his friend told him that apparently they kissed. And he asked her, do you have a boyfriend? And she said, no, apparently.
No, but you can see in the body language, though, like, she was too eager, like,
yeah.
It was like, she didn't even know my man. Apparently, she moved to the side to, like, look single.
Yeah, she did.
She pushed
his arm off her.
I saw bodyguards laughing at
her. After you saw my man, like, oh my God, look at
that. Nah. I can't be in that situation.
I feel like shame is free.
But it's like, I feel bad for my man, innit? Like, it's actually not his fault. There's nothing he could do in that situation.
Bro, the amount of jokes on Twitter, like... The amount of, and there were girls backing the girl in ZZ's comments.
Someone said she's young, so like she'll forget about the guy.
Do you know what I mean?
Bro, the girl doesn't look less than our age, bro. So, what are you talking about?
You can't back that. That's just, like, I can't lie. If Renee had a man and Renee even was eager going, oh my God, Roddy Rich. Yeah.
Roddy Rich.
That's crazy.
Roddy Rich, come here. No, I would have just looked at her.
Can you imagine me doing that?
No, okay. It would be more realistic if Renee said I would do that.
But I don't think you would.
I wouldn't do that. But it would feel more realistic.
Yeah. What artist would you guys do?
I was going to say that.
I wouldn't do it for anyone, you know.
Who's your favorite artist?
I don't have one. I actually don't. I feel like how I see artists is like, I do believe that one day I'm going to be like just as famous as you, that we'll be in the same place and we'll just be friends. Like, I don't need to idealize you. I think it's a bit... But I do have artists that, like, if they come, like, if Usher came, like, I didn't get a ticket. I didn't get a ticket.
You would have gone.
I would have gone. I had a crush on Usher when I was a little kid. I used to stand in front of the TV and stare at him. My mom said that. Like, if Usher came on the TV, I was standing there staring at him. And if another artist came on, I'd walk away and continue doing what I'm doing.
So you would go up for Usher?
Would I go up? No. Oh, up. I wouldn't go up for anyone.
No. Oh, but Usher, if Usher comes to you, you would sort of move.
He wanted to dance with me.
No, don't.
I wouldn't.
No.
In my heart, I'd want to.
You would.
No, I wouldn't because everyone's going to video that. That's my problem.
That's another thing. Did you see the girl next to my man that was like recording the girl, then recording him? Oh, huh?
Oh, was that not her friend?
I don't know.
Was it her friend?
I don't know why I'm asking. I thought that girl was her friend. Oh, it's not.
I don't know. There was bare cameras in his face.
Because he stood there.
Me, yeah.
Because he stood there.
That's what I'm saying. I can't think of what I'll do because it's just like,
you have to leave, man. You have to walk out.
I had to bug out.
You know, I just don't understand why she would do that because, like, where does she see it going? Like, you're going to go back into the
house.
That's
the thing. What did you think you were going to gain from that?
Yeah, because she was asking her friends, like, was it that bad? Like,
That's even worse.
That's even worse.
Like, what? You kissed another man on stage.
The kiss, I didn't actually see the kiss.
No, in the video, you
Nah, nah, I can't watch it. Like, I can't watch like yeah, films of girls moving bad. I can't watch them. Like, it just makes me hate them. I don't like them. No, yeah, nah, I can't watch it.
My thing is, how can you ask was it bad when you were facing him, then you turned around, bent over, then you kind of looked like you went on your knees and your head was at his... Like, everything was... How can you ask was it bad or everything was just here. So
I can't
wrong.
Even back here.
That's dry sex, surely.
Yeah.
Surely.
I don't want to think about it.
That's wild.
You can't see any reason.
Do you know what is though? Like, there's just
no positive.
You actually never know what the truth is though, because you'll hear stuff like, "Ah, oh, they were together for 7 years."
Yeah.
This and that. It's like, like the benefit of the doubt. Let's say they weren't even a couple. Like, let's say they're just linking.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Do your thing.
Do you know what I mean? Like, can my man really bug out?
It actually is do your thing, but just don't hit me up again.
Yeah. But I just, if it was me, I'm
gone. He took it like a champ, though.
There's no taking it like a champ.
No, because look at his face. He just stood there. If that was me, I would have started crying. I swear out.
No, I wouldn't cry.
He was smiling, though.
No, it was nervous.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. Yeah. I feel for him, like, there's nothing you can actually do.
Nah, he stood there too long.
But even like, bro, like, imagine he's now cutting. Now it's like everyone's gonna call him. Oh, he's leaving.
Yeah. I think that's better than him standing there.
Seeing your face.
There was cameras in his face. Like,
you know that would piss me off though.
Exactly. Like, they were trying to catch his reaction. Like,
if your phone's not under warranty, if your phone's not under warranty, that phone, your cook.
Oh my days.
Wild,
man.
That is actually funny.
I used to say a phrase, "Gala wicked," innit? On this podcast, like 3 years ago. I haven't said it since. Today's the day. She's bad still. But I don't want to get onto her. You know.
Oh, she's pretty though. She's pretty though. Sorry, that doesn't excuse.
What does that mean?
It means nothing though. Don't worry.
No, because like her friend was even telling her like, "No, you did too much," and for women like. On average, girls don't have that much accountability. So if your friend is telling you, let's be honest, you don't.
That is a lie. What girls you are you guys around? If we do something wrong, we make each other know. And I know when I've done something wrong.
Really?
Yes. We always have conversations when people do each other.
So you're not delusional at all?
Oh.
No, I don't think I'm delusional. I'm delusional, but I can take accountability for when I do things or when things go wrong.
What do you mean by you're delusional?
No, okay, when I say delusional, okay, it's delulu till it comes trululu, okay?
Oh, there we go.
You have to know, sometimes you have to tell yourself, this is what it is, until it comes true. But if it goes wrong, then I'll take accountability, because I did it to myself at the end of the day. But, you know, like, that's like, I don't know, I tell myself that Renee's going to be the most famous journalist and fashion designer in the world, not fashion designer, fashion journalist in the world. That might be me being delusional, but I'm going to say it until... It's like manifesting. Say it until it comes true. That's just how it is. But if something goes wrong, like, let's just say you're delusional in a situationship, then maybe, like, sometimes you have to take a step back and just, like, really think about your life.
But I feel like girls do have...
They take accountability. Yeah. I think boys don't.
No.
Boys don't
know when they've done something wrong.
No, we know.
What do you mean?
Yeah, but you don't take accountability.
Yeah, like, you're not like, "Oh, okay, my bad, I did this wrong."
Yeah.
I think it's the boys are dating, I'll be honest.
We don't date.
You are delusional, that's a lie.
We don't date. If there's anyone that comes and says that,
nobody can come and say to us. Yeah. Maybe one person. But that's about it.
That's a lie.
But you can't say that I don't date. We don't date. We actually.
So what do you do?
Just chill. Live life.
Vibes
and quam.
Did you go uni?
What's this?
Yeah.
Did you go uni?
Yeah.
Where?
Portsmouth.
Whoa.
I'm in Portsmouth now. I changed my course. I'm in Portsmouth now.
Why'd you go all the way there?
It was there or Kent. At the time, I was doing pharmacology, so that was good for my subject.
Yeah.
Portsmouth.
That just sounds queer.
In fact, quickly, sorry. Let's do an intro.
Of course.
Yeah.
Cool. So welcome to the What Are You Saying Pod. It's your boy Hustle Hustler. I join my co-host T9 in the building.
What are you saying?
Also join my other co-host, the man behind the scenes, the man behind the camera. He has no face, but he has a name. His name is Benzo Ape.
Yo.
We've got two special guests today. You lot introduce yourself.
My name's Thelma.
Nice
to meet
you.
My
name's Renee.
Renee what?
Washington.
There we go. But yeah, thank you a lot for coming. You lot are the first female guests.
This year.
See how they got excited.
But this year, it's been a long time since we had a female guest.
Why is that? That sounds like an attack. What's going on? this is crazy.
I don't know. It's giving me. I think it's hard to find girls that want to come on a podcast.
Is true. It? Why she hasn't invited us? Oh, me.
I invited you. No, we. Sorry, not I. We invited you because I saw your interviews. Yeah, I saw. Look, I got T Miller from you.
Is it? Yeah.
Was he on your channel before us?
Yeah.
Oh, so then Gino was on our page before yours, right?
I don't know. How does it feel?
Hmm?
Gino J.
I don't know.
Swear.
But I know I got T Miller from her page.
Oh, okay, fair. So you sent it one time.
Yeah,
I sent it.
Yeah. I was like, oh, bro, like, this is actually cold, so.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, still. So I saw that. And then, to what?
The new channel? See the smile.
Are you subscribed to our channel?
From Free Renee, yeah, maybe.
But yeah, no, like that's how I saw your page. I was like, oh, right, like this is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I saw your Instagram as well. And then you're into fashion. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, why not? Just come onto the page, innit?
Thanks.
So why did you think that we got team order from you though?
No, because I was like, oh, this is very familiar. And I was like, oh, right. And I said it's fun. She's like, oh, yeah, they have Team Miller.
Yeah. We just had a conversation about it. Yeah.
Did you watch the episode?
Yeah, nah. No, I saw it on TikTok. I was like, nah, oh,
I've seen your stuff on TikTok.
Yeah, no.
It comes up on my page.
And you followed us.
You don't follow us.
You haven't followed me.
No. No, you don't post on TikTok as much, though. I don't think.
Or YouTube.
No, not YouTube.
Why not on YouTube? It's a lot, like fashion week. I just say fashion week. No, I feel like my job takes a lot of my time. I swear, but I'm trying to go back into it. Talk to us about fashion though, because I know you was at fashion week last week or 2 weeks ago.
Last week.
Last week.
Which one is that one?
February.
Is that where you saw Unknown T?
In London.
My
bad, huh?
Was that where Till Wynn got clocked looking at the girl's spine?
I don't think that was that one.
Wasn't it?
Nah,
was it?
I don't think that was London.
I don't think that was London. Bro, Fashion Week is everywhere. I've never known how it was.
There's Paris, there's New York, Milan.
I swear Paris has got two, because there's one in the summer.
There's two for each of, like, London has two. Paris has two, Milan has two, New York has two.
Wow.
What was it, winter, spring, summer?
Until I saw all of them happening, I always thought there was just one.
Yeah.
I always thought it was Paris.
Paris Fashion Week.
Yeah. I thought that was the main one.
That's why you guys need a friend that's just into fashion. I just know all about it.
I'm trying to get into fashion. I'm trying to get into it. But yeah, now, like, talk to us about how you got into all that and, yeah.
How did I get into that? So basically, I've always had a passion for fashion.
No,
I feel like, yeah, from young, I've always liked clothes and stuff. But I just never thought that I would, like, work there or even so soon. And then I feel like things just worked out. Like, I graduated uni, I just saw the job ads, like, I applied, and I didn't really put much thought into it. And then I didn't even complete the application. The maddest thing is, didn't complete the application. Like, we had, I was so bored. I was like, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. I saw the application, and the task was like, oh, like, write two stories. And I was like, I'm not doing two stories.
Yeah.
Sugar, this.
I remember that.
I was like, I'm not doing two stories because I wasn't even feeling well. I was like, I'm just going to do the one and tell them, like, I'm not doing, like, the two stories. And then it was so good. Oh, this sounds so big-headed. The one story was good enough. And then they was like, yeah, we won.
But write a story. What? Do you work in fashion or?
Yeah, I work in fashion. I'm a journalist. Like, I write.
You write about fashion?
And beauty, yeah.
Okay.
That's cool.
Last year.
What did you say?
Was that English? Yeah. I just heard.
How did you say? Grazie.
Italian?
Yeah, Italian.
Come on, man. Well travelled, man. Right, so fashion. Fashion's interesting because I'm like.
I feel like it's so mainstream now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I feel like.
Grazia UK.
Yeah.
What's your favorite? This page.
Yeah.
You rap here?
Yeah.
Bro.
Oh yeah, what's your fashion trend?
Flares. I like that Flares have come back.
And I told myself,
I hate flares.
You hate flares.
These are not, no. Okay, exactly. That's what I'm saying. These aren't flares. Flares where it like comes out like that. Like
that's
yeah,
oh, I think they're cold, man.
That, I mean, those are nice, but
it looks a bit too quirky for me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No, I like flares.
You're like a boyfriend jean, mum jean, straight leg kind
of
girl.
Yeah, I wear boys' clothes most of the time, but it's like, I feel like, I don't know, sometimes it just looks wrong. On the wrong type of boy, it looks wrong.
Oh my god, wrong. On the wrong. Do you know what?
No, don't say anything rash.
No, go on.
In my opinion, if a boy has thick thighs, they shouldn't wear flares. I don't know what it is.
They have thick thighs, with flares.
It just feels like I'm looking at my own legs. That sounds so bad, but I just feel like it just doesn't.
Do you know what it is as well? I feel like sometimes like we overthink stuff like that we're wearing. Sometimes you can wear the most basic thing, but if it fits well, it looks nice. Yeah. But like sometimes people just like they're not dressing towards their body type.
Understanding your body is very important for fashion. Yeah. I can't lie.
I feel like a lot of people look at what the model's wearing on the site and think, I can wear that, but
not that I do that.
You ain't got the same body as that person.
I actually do that, I'm alright. So, no, like, even for the award show, like, that's where I got the
fares
inspo for the other suit that I didn't wear.
Yeah, but it worked out for you, though.
But I didn't wear it.
Oh.
Because you lot picked the other one.
Yeah, but it still looks calm, though.
Yeah, but, like, that's what I really wanted to wear.
I know what you mean.
Okay, fair.
You know what I mean?
If you look similar to the model, like, body-wise, then it works. If not, you kind of have to envision yourself with it on to be able to buy it.
I think it's better to go into stores and try on, like, fitting rooms and stuff.
Really, I couldn't even tell you the last time I
really
did that.
I do all the time.
I do all the time as well. I always do that because
I don't know, you look fit. It's like a lot different.
Different how?
Like, I don't know. I feel like your sizes are mad complicated.
No.
I think you lot's is mad complicated.
Your sizes.
You've got numbers.
Exactly,
like,
numbers.
14, 16.
No, what is that?
Girls is easier. I'm not going to lie. If your girlfriend says, get a size 12 trousers.
No, but then if the 12 will come and it won't fit you.
Yeah, and then I guess that sucks, innit? But boys, you now have to go 34 leg length and then flip it in
through. Like, we don't really buy that though.
Is it?
No, we don't.
That's only jeans though.
Yeah, exactly.
That's only jeans. Oh, everything
I'll
else.
Be honest, I don't remember the last time I bought jeans.
Oh.
And even the jeans I buy, like for example, when I bought MDV ones, it's medium. Not
fares.
Yeah, but we have clothes.
But then what is a medium though?
Because that's so.
Medium is me.
Like,
that's
it's
what
so
I buy.
Broad. Like, medium.
With girls, a medium.
Nah, I think I've always known that.
Can be like a 10 to 12.
Yeah.
But then a medium in another brand is like a 14.
And yeah, that's what makes it complicated.
Exactly.
But then it's like if I know I wear 8, then I know okay.
I'd get a small.
Yeah, small.
Yeah, but I just know medium. If it's a t-shirt and it's oversized,
maybe
I get a small so it's not too over.
Small, do you know what
I
mean?
Now that they're
explaining like that.
No, but what's the small?
Yeah, but like, we've always known as small, medium, large. Like for example, him, yeah. If I'll say you're like a large.
Yeah, I'm a large in most things.
Right.
Yeah, but then in some things I'm a medium.
Yeah, you'll be a medium.
Like,
like a t-shirt,
isn't it,
or something.
Yeah, it does get confusing.
I feel like it's confusing for me when a boy is tall. Because my friend wears large, but he's so skinny, I don't understand.
Yeah, but it's for the leg, it's for the length.
It's just, I feel
like
boy stuff is so confusing. I can't shop for a boy. Like, how do you
do that? Yeah, but you lot, size 10 will then equate to what? In medium, large, small. What does
size
that mean?
Size 10 is like medium, right? No, small.
Size 10
is That's what I'm saying. With us, it's like medium is medium or large is large. You lot, 12 is large or 12 is small. Like, yeah, it changes the brand and stuff.
So. And why does it go up in twos? Like,
oh. Yeah.
I don't know. I guess the price is creative. Being creative.
I don't know that one.
What is it, six inches? What is it?
No, it's just six. Like,
it's just six.
Nah,
it's just
six.
Nah,
that's an extra small, or can be a small.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You not clock how women's shoes, not anymore, actually, it depends on the shoe, but for some parts, it's cheaper than men's for the same shoe.
No. I think everything is cheaper for women than men.
But why?
Not necessarily. I think women's clothes are cheaper than non-designers because we have more stores that are that we can shop from.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, boys can shop from like H&M as well. Or like stuff like PLT and like Fashion Nova.
You mean fast fashion?
Yeah, that's what it's called. Yeah. So you see, I say the stuff and she says the proper terms.
Fast.
It makes sense. So like,
I never heard of
fast
fashion.
Fast fashion.
Huh?
What?
I've never heard of fast fashion.
Swear.
So it's like fast food.
Okay,
that's what I feel like it's coming from.
Yeah, so we've got that. So we can buy loads of stuff. Obviously, the quality won't be as great and stuff, but we can buy loads more things. Whereas you guys, if it's not designer, there's very, I feel like there's fewer stores that you guys can actually buy basic stuff from.
I don't really buy, I don't buy designer no more.
You're literally wearing two designer things. Thank you. 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 Th
last year.
He knew him from the beginning.
No. These lot can vouch. I don't buy design no more. I don't buy. I shop in Zara.
Okay. Yeah, Zara's, to be fair, sometimes I just feel like just being basic is actually better.
Yeah.
Well, I don't buy mainstream design. Let me say that instead. Because okay. Kohlbox and they do nice fits
yeah.
or nice pieces, but I wouldn't call it a designer brand like a Gucci or a Givenchy or a Moncler. Do you know what I mean?
It's getting there though.
It's still a designer though. Hmm? Yeah. I just feel like there's just different levels in that designer.
Yeah, like I shop at that level. I'm not buying the whole Gucci and all that.
Like, I even think Gucci just feels like a lot sometimes. Yeah.
We used to do that though. We used to spend money on stuff, like jackets and stuff.
Yeah, like I'll buy. Yeah.
But if you're going to Motive, are you stepping like out in like designer?
No. Apart from shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you wearing?
What am I wearing to Motive?
Pull and Bear. That sort of stuff. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that was in Europe. Pull and Bear.
Yeah, Pull and Bear's there.
Yeah, I bought jackets from there.
Yeah.
But what would I wear to Motive?
Even some of these Insta brands got some cold pieces as well.
Yeah, like low key Insta brands.
Yeah.
What would I wear to Motive?
I'm still thinking about that.
See, this is why we're late to everywhere we go, because he takes so long to get ready, bro. It's crazy.
I'm even trying to think, what did I wear to the last Motive? I wore...
What Motive was the last Motive?
I don't even know.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't designer, though.
Generally, I can't...
Probably
I can't
Zara or something like that.
No. I bought no Zara top or anything like that. I bought Zara jackets.
Mm.
Maybe Cole Buxton, actually.
It was probably Cole Buxton, maybe.
Yeah.
Wow, this is sponsor you at this point.
If you're listening, shout me. You know what I mean?
But yeah, nah, like I won't buy like a Gucci top or Gucci thing anymore, like that, or anything like that anymore. Just because I feel like it's too much money now that I'm spending. So yeah. But what fashion trends do you not mess with now?
I guess Tim's then.
Oh no, true. Yeah, I was gonna say Tim's as well. To be fair.
Yeah.
They came back in fashion.
I've had Tim's since I was like
14.
No,
I had Tim's when I was young.
Yeah.
But like, obviously, I've outgrown them now. But
girls grow fast. Mine are different. They just stop.
You've been the same size since 14.
Yeah.
Men stop. We stop at 16, though.
No.
No, we don't. We?
No, we
boys don't stop growing at 16.
No, 18.
Is it even 18?
I swear men stop at
21. I'm pretty sure at 21, yeah. And I'm pretty sure girls
at 14.
My feet stopped growing young, bro. Young.
Mine didn't
what?
Still.
Feet.
In fact, at 14, I was like if we're size talking about 10.
Feet, yeah, feet stopped growing.
Feet stopped growing at like, yeah.
It's not 16, bro.
It's not 16.
Bro, it's, no. Closest, no. It's closer to 16 than 16. Like 21, bro.
What maybe
it's
18. 16.
The 16.
Size. Yeah, what size are you at 16? The same size.
Yeah, bro. I don't remember ever buying anything less than a.
So you've been the same size.
Same size since year 11.
You've been the same size.
Like a size 9, yeah, bro.
Since year 11.
Oh, since year 11, yeah.
What?
I was wearing
like a size 7, size 8,
thinking
that
I'm gonna grow.
Yeah,
I've been a size 6 since like year 10. I had these even before year 10. Like, I had these when I was
young.
On the trends.
We were on the trends before they came out.
My parents bought me the Tim, though. I didn't buy them. They bought it for me.
Yeah.
But then they came out of fashion. Then and people are bringing it back in.
Do you know what's so funny? Like you were saying, I was going to... Like, give these to charity. That's the craziest thing.
I'm sure
like,
I gave mine away.
2 years ago, I was about to give them to charity, but I was like, let me just keep them just in case.
Literally.
That's sort of expensive, though.
I think they're like, they're expensive now.
How much are they? Aren't they like 150? Something like that.
I thought Tim's were... I didn't know.
They can't be more than 150, Tim's.
They probably could be.
I think they should be around 150.
Yeah.
150 for Tim's.
Did you know what's so funny? In Portsmouth, there's an outlet. They were selling these for like £70 at one point, and then it became trendy.
Bro, what's that outlet in Oxford? I need to go there.
Mr. Village.
There we go. Mr. Village.
Yeah, I really want
now
to
now it's changed. Now they got like Prada, Gucci, all these like...
I thought they always had that.
Nah.
They didn't have that.
They didn't, bro.
So what did they have?
it wasn't like the Pradas, the Gucci's.
That's what they're known for.
They always had the, no, I'm not going to... I feel like they've always had the designer there.
The designer's been there.
No, but like Prada store. What I'm saying designer, like they had the...
Yeah, they're like the...
They always had it, like...
No, but like Prada store's new, though.
I don't know.
So maybe, maybe. About the one specific store in the area.
In the village.
Yeah, that's what
it is. Yeah, Prada, Gucci, what's the other one?
They've always had all the high street.
They've had the clothes, not the actual stores though. They've got a Prada store there now.
I don't know, but I just know they've always had design. I've never gone though.
Neither have I.
I went like 6 years ago, I think. Or seven years ago. Because it's cheaper there, isn't it?
How much cheaper?
70 quid for Tim's.
And then I'm gonna come out and still have nothing in my
hand. Same. I can't even shop in person, I feel like.
Why not?
It's just overstimulating.
I get a bit indecisive.
I shop online, but then I'll go in store to buy it.
Is it?
Really?
Yeah.
That is so much dedication.
You're
like,
no, but it is though.
I gotta see what it looks like.
I'll be real. TikTok is what's inspiring me a lot with my fashion now. So if I see it on someone, I'm like, all right, let me check it out in the store. I'll try it on. I'm like, okay, cool, this is cold. Then I'll buy it. Other than that, it's really easy for that. Especially because it's not them like Moncler and all that. It's basically Zara. Like, I'll be real, Zara is my shop. If they can sponsor me.
Zara don't sponsor no one, you know.
No, they
don't. They don't sponsor anyone. They don't do gifting. They don't do nothing.
They'll start to do it.
They don't need to do it because everyone does it for them.
Yeah, just start somewhere, man. You know what I mean?
That's the thing.
No, they don't do it. That's crazy.
I genuinely believe they will never do it. They will never do it. Zara is one of the places that will never do it. And I was watching some video, some lady talking about why, like, if you start doing that influence and sending things to influencers and stuff, And I was just, if you start giving things to influencers and stuff, it takes you to a whole different kind of category of people that I guess you just don't want to, not in a sense don't want to buy your stuff, but like you don't want them to be your target, if that makes sense. Mm. And I actually understand because it makes sense.
It's like Lamborghini, they don't do TV ads and stuff like that.
But people still buy their stuff. You know what I mean?
Just that good.
They're just there.
Same
that good.
Rolex as well,
isn't it?
Rolex do ads, bro.
Rolex literally sponsor Wimbledon.
Yeah, but that's different. That's different. They don't do like Wimbledon adverts.
No, Rolex have done ads, bro.
TV.
I've seen Rolex ads.
TV. Yeah,
that's another thing.
I don't watch TV. I don't watch YouTube. YouTube's the one that really killed me though. I don't watch YouTube anymore. I've seen Rolex on TV, bro.
I've not seen.
You've seen that at Wimbledon, bro.
I feel like I've seen them on like. You know, like, when you have, like, the bus stop ads? I feel like I've seen them there or something.
I don't know about that.
No, not a bus stop ad, but, like, you know one of them kind of ads that are just in the middle of the road or something, or, like, one of them big banner ads? Like,
or the billboards.
I feel like I've seen them or something like that.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm imagining it because I just want one so bad.
Really?
You don't think you'll spend more money in the shop or online?
Online.
Really?
Yeah.
Because, like, have you not been in that situation where you're at the till... and you see something on the way to the till and you just keep adding to your basket? Or was that just me?
Nah.
That is not me.
That's crazy.
You know what it is? You know, like, back when you were younger, you used to see videos of, like, everyone going shopping. Well, more from a girl's point of view. People going shopping and carrying so many bags. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going shopping. Yeah, I did that one time, and I was like, I'm never doing that again.
Why?
It's actually so heavy. So heavy.
That's just lazy, though.
No, it's so heavy. I'm not carrying all of that stuff. That's why I'd rather shop online. It comes right to my doorstep. I don't have to leave.
Mm. I've never bought so many baggage before, I'm not gonna lie.
Nah, I've done it still.
From shopping, yeah.
I was carrying, like...
It's therapeutic, though, I'll be honest.
I never used to shop, though, in stores. Like, this is only, like, of recent that I go into shops and buy stuff. Mm. Before, it would be online. Yeah. And if I'm buying something in stores, like, it's just one item. Because I always buy it before I go out. For example, tomorrow I'm going
that's
out.
I need to buy something.
That's so bad, you
know? No, it's very bad, bro.
It's so bad. Because then you realise you have no clothes.
No, but like, as a guy, I don't have clothes like that. Like, I feel like I only buy for an event and that's it.
You have got clothes. No, you have got clothes. Bro. You're just indecisive, innit?
No, because like, it's like...
You are indecisive.
Okay, cool. For example, I can't wear this tomorrow.
Like, because now you've made it home clothes. You've made it casual clothes.
That's not why.
No, I made it casual clothes today. because I can't wear this to a motive anymore. But you can.
How I see it is, if you wear something the day before and only your close friends have seen you.
It's facts.
Yeah. You can wear it the next day.
Facts. No. It's not because of you lot. It's not because of you lot that I won't wear this tomorrow. It's because I've wore this.
On Insta, innit?
I've worn it on Insta. I've worn it to a function.
See, this is why. No, this is why. Anyway. No, you can't do that. You actually can't do that.
You can't live life like that.
Yeah. I can't wear it on Insta, or I can't.
No, you can't say, oh, because I've taken a picture of it on Insta, I could never wear this clothes.
No. That's not what I've done. But it just adds to it. So I've worn it on Insta. Yeah, I've worn it to a function once, and then I've worn it to another function, but like months later.
Yes.
That's okay. Three functions.
But that's your clothes.
Imagine people have seen me at the motive, one motive, another motive wearing it, and then on Instagram as well. This is spread out, I'm telling you. This is spread out. I've not worn this more than three times. Outside. When did we go?
December?
Yeah, December.
I'm not even remembering.
Yeah,
hey,
maybe give it another month.
See?
There we go.
Trying to spread it out, innit?
You know, if it was black, if it was black, I feel like because it's black or white, it's fine. You can wear it again. But since it's grey, I'm someone who can recognise if someone's worn something again. So I'd see it and I'd be like, oh, you wore that last time. I don't remember.
Yeah, see, I can't have people thinking
that. But because it's grey, that's why. If it was black, I'd hear it.
But you can literally wear it later on.
You can wear
it. Yeah, I am. This is why we're here. It's done now. I'm not wearing it outside to a function.
Never again.
That's a stretch.
Don't say never again.
I wish.
How much for that jumper? $200
No, 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 no. Don't say the price.
But you're gonna wear it.
I wish I bought the bottoms so that I can make her tracksuit. That's what I wish I did.
Can you not still buy the bottoms?
I think they're out of. I don't think that this was like last season or something. Or two seasons. So I don't really see the bottoms anymore like
that. That you can wear it again.
Yeah, like
to go abroad, you wear it.
Yeah, abroad.
Yeah, you can wear it.
And I'm not gonna take a snap. Do you know what I mean?
Right here again.
Nah.
I'm not gonna take a snap.
Nah.
I feel like that as well.
I think it's just a girl thing. Nah. I think you can only just not wear things too many times if it's like let's just say like a birthday outfit. Mm. Even then, I think for boys you can still be able to wear it. Just don't wear it together.
Yeah, you mix and match.
It depends how loud it is though. If it's like a pink top with bare graphics, like.
Oh yeah, to be fair,
you're not wearing
that
again.
That's why you shouldn't wear
it
on your birthday.
No, I don't really do birthday. I don't remember doing a birthday fit this year.
Or last year.
No.
When's your birthday?
January.
Oh.
Of course you
damn. Sorry. Star signs. They're going to the star signs.
No. We're not star signs, babes.
So why did you say like that?
I just believe that summer birthdays are better than
and January is just such a weird. Like,
I don't believe that.
You started the year, you just now you want us to spend money on your birthday. Like, oh.
I know you lot feel like that, but I don't. No, I do believe that summer birthdays are better, though.
Because there's so much to do in summer. Like,
but I just think it's more expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's expensive. Yeah, that's better.
But I gave you the whole year to save up. So now you have more time to spend.
Autumn birthdays are better than summer birthdays.
Ooh, it's all raining still. And that.
Not necessarily. Yeah. It's not cold, it's not hot. It's perfect.
Yeah, but why would you not want it to be hot? I like the warmth.
Not too much, though.
We live in the UK. When is it really that warm? Unless it's
September was hot.
No, summer was hot this
September
year.
Was hot.
Still. I think summer was hot this year.
It was hot.
Summer was hot this year.
It was.
The year before it was hot.
The year before, not last year.
Last year was not that hot.
What? I remember wearing vests a lot.
Yeah.
I think you just like being half naked. No. He went France and he wore jorts and I promise you it looked like it was cold.
It was cold.
No, it was not. Jorts. I'm so annoyed that these guys didn't go because then they would have backed me. It was not.
Bro. I saw people in big puffer jackets, literally.
It was not cold at all.
I'm sure it rained, didn't it?
Huh?
It rained, didn't it?
Yeah, it did rain.
It did rain. But, like, it weren't cold. Like, especially on the day of recess. I'm even surprised people said it was a 2. I thought that move was lit.
2's low.
Yeah.
No, it was very mixed.
Huh?
It was very mixed.
Do you know what it is? I felt like the drinks are stepped on in Paris. I did not get drunk at all.
We never get drunk when we go to France as well.
But the amount of drinks, like the amount of alcohol they pour is mad.
It's so true.
If they did that in the UK, just forget about it.
Everyone will be rolling in the middle of the road.
No, forget about it. Because their portions of alcohol is brazy. Like,
I feel like maybe they mix it. Like maybe it's like,
I don't know. It's definitely diluted
somehow.
No, yeah, I don't
know. Reminds me of Malta.
I don't mess with it, Storm. Malta?
Yeah, the guy gave us 35 shots. Not a single person was even waved.
What? I thought I got waved in Malta.
I thought I got waved in Malta.
35 shots.
Napa.
You guys went Napa?
Napa.
Whoa, I haven't even said anything.
Your faces.
I ain't judging nobody.
Your faces said it. Not during that time. I feel like that was too much. I feel like, I just feel like it was just too much. Just too much. I feel like going on holiday to relax. I don't want to go on holiday to see the whole of the UK again. Yeah, I'm actually going away from you. I don't
agree with that.
Everyone says that, but everyone does it. I'm not going to lie.
Are you going to like Malta or like bank holiday?
No, I don't really go party holidays.
Nah.
Yeah. I realise I'm not a party holiday person.
I've never gone in there though, but I don't want to go.
No, party holidays are hard work, you know.
So which one have you been on?
Huh? We haven't been on party holiday.
You have?
No. I've only ever been on holiday with her.
Oh. No, because you said it's hard work.
Exactly.
No,
like, maybe okay, to me, Napa was a party holiday. I was struggling. I'm so sorry. It's 1:30 a.m. Why are you waking me up to get ready to go out? I was tired. I was dying.
That kind of was a party holiday.
It was hard. You know, to go get ready to go to a party at 2:30 a.m. that finishes at 5:30 a.m.
That sounds like Nigeria.
It would. I was going to say that.
Actually, sounds like Nigeria.
So long, I can't lie.
It's only like 5 days, though. Why don't you just do it?
No, we didn't do it. I stayed
inside.
You stayed inside for like one of the days.
Like
two days.
Yeah.
But what's the point? I don't get people like that.
What do you mean? I'm not going outside again.
You're in Napa and you're at home.
No, but you know what it is? No. I went. Two of the times I went, I just didn't
enjoy yourself.
No, yeah. I just didn't drink. I just was there chilling with the people, you know, the French people. We were just around there. So many French people.
In Napa?
Yeah, when we went, it was just so many French people. Just making friends with French people and... I was having fun, but I didn't drink. I was looking after my friends.
And it's like the same sets over and over again. So it's like...
As in music?
Yeah.
Or affairs.
I guess it would be
like, Soulja Boy up in it. Oh, 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 oh.
You know how they remix it.
Man said Soulja.
Oh, that's what it is. And it's just like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Like, no, they...
I felt like that in London, though. Oh. I feel like the music in London is better.
Yeah, I feel the music in London is
like, no, I said like, I ain't felt like that in London.
No, the music in London is better, but I feel like sometimes mates just feel a bit repetitive.
If you go too much.
No, I take me home though.
Oh,
promo.
Take me home. Don't forget.
Take me home.
Nah, but do you know what it is? I think it's because we're friends with a lot of DJs, so we tend to go to their motives.
And it's like
we're always going to the kind of the same DJ's motives. So it just feels like I can tell you what they're gonna play next after Premier Gala or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, it just feels the same.
I ain't never had that emotive though.
What?
You've never had that emotive?
Premier Gala. What? I've never had that emotive.
That what?
Premier Gala.
I don't know what that is.
Yes, you
what
do,
is that, man?
Oh,
right.
Exactly. You heard that emotive?
I've never heard that.
That's such a
At a day party?
Yes.
No.
Bro, when they do the Francophone set, that is the first song they put
out. Yeah, see, we may not go to sing.
Yeah, exactly.
What moves do you go to?
What ends are you lot from?
South. Have you been to La La Land?
No.
No.
I've been to La La Land once.
What events company do you go to? Have you been to, like, what's the one that I sent the other day that I said that meant it's not good?
Sorry. Wait, did you say that they're good or not good?
No, that we said they're good. Like,
okay, then I'll leave it.
No, I don't care.
I was just going to say their names.
Yeah, it's good. We're just talking about how their motives are good.
I went to that motive, actually.
They have
so many. No, in La La Land.
But there was loads of motives in Wonderland.
No, I'm saying one was one.
Oh, we was there.
Yeah, that was a good night. Yeah, I went there one. That was my first one way that I went to. Yes,
done. Yeah. What other events have you been?
But they weren't Francophone there.
Oh my god, yes,
they played. They always play it.
What is Francophone, though?
I didn't want to ask.
What actually is that?
I mean,
the French speaking.
Oh,
they have Congolese and all that stuff. Senegalese and all that stuff.
Oh, so they're speaking French.
Will Senegal speak French?
Yes.
Is it?
Really?
Did you pass geography? That's crazy.
They speak French.
Why would that be? That's not in geography.
What do you mean that's not geography?
Did you know that?
Wait. No. That's definitely geography.
No. That's not what we learn in geography.
That's in the curriculum.
Exactly. That's not in the curriculum.
Tectonic plates, actually.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
What language?
They speak French.
Senegalese.
I feel like you're, what's the word? You're bluffing right now.
£5. Oh, there we go.
Yes, sorry.
I'm trying, bro.
That doesn't even sound right.
No,
Senegalese people speak French.
And then who speaks Lingala?
But yeah, Congolese. I didn't really hear it.
Speak what?
Lingala.
Lingala, that's Congolese.
It's Congolese, yeah.
I didn't know what that was.
They speak French.
And in Lingala.
Lingala.
I did not know. What,
really?
What is that?
Is it like a French dialect or something like that?
Yeah, it's like...
Nigeria.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it sounds like French.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But no, I don't really hear that song a lot.
From your girl.
I feel like maybe you're not... like
listening
while she's
like,
yeah. No,
because I'm busy talking to girls.
Yeah, he's going for the bashment.
I don't think people dance at. Okay.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. No, I don't agree. I don't agree, but I'm just letting you go.
No.
Not me, still, but. You got a friend.
I don't know why you're giggling. You probably
what's
giggling.
What am I involved? I'm not involved.
Do you know what I mean?
No. Oh, when bashment comes on, it's lit though. Let's be real.
Mm.
Everyone's lying all of a sudden. What's going on? Don't you put out footage. I know bashment is lit when we're in the party, bro. Like, come on, man. What are we doing here?
That's crazy. When bashment comes on, it's lit. But I'm going to dance in my corner with my girls, isn't it?
Why is that now? That's now like a thing that girls don't really dance.
It's like a
like
bougie
that.
Kind of thing.
It's always been there.
Like,
it's always been there, but like.
Party, I don't think you think that I'm being bougie. I just prefer to dance with my female friends.
I prefer, so you do dance with boys.
What?
You would dance with a boy in bashment then, or you don't?
I feel like I would only dance with. I don't know. When was the last time I danced on a boy in a party? I can't know. I don't know. Definitely not in the past year though. Even in summer.
Yeah, no.
It's kind of dying out. It's kind of dying out. You don't really see it as much.
I don't see it at parties like that anymore.
You know, it's because people snap bears. Like.
It's like. But would you go to a motive where there's no friends allowed?
Yes.
That sounds like a lit
mode.
Sure. No friends allowed. That's crazy.
That sounds crazy.
No. You said yes a bit too like crazy because you want to get away with something.
No, I don't do anything naughty. I promise you. But like, I just feel like. You're actually
you're in the moment.
I feel like you're living in the moment. Like, yeah. By force, you're living in the moment.
No, before that means you can't take no pictures, nothing.
No, yeah, I'll be thinking about that. I'll be thinking, I'm going to take the picture in my head so I can tell Vinny about it after. But, you know, I feel like it'll be a nice experience what it's like to just live in the moment. Like, how our parents used to go parties and stuff and just, you just didn't have phones. Like, you have to enjoy it.
But how are you getting, like, socials, write pen and paper? Like,
oh, you mean the guys?
No.
Oh, no, she meant, like, back in the day, like, how would you get social?
No, I meant, like if that was happening now.
Oh, like, if I remember the name, I remember it.
No, like, I'll see you at the end of the movie,
no?
You're talking about, like, you hand it in.
Yeah, you have to hand it in. Yeah, you have to hand it in.
I
couldn't leave my phone at home. No chance.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No chance.
I just wouldn't go to the mayor.
Because how would you even get, like, the maps and stuff? Like,
yeah, no chance. No chance. No chance.
You said find him at the end. Find the guy at the end.
That's so much effort.
Yeah.
If it happens,
not find
though,
the guy. If God wants the guy to find you, he'll find you. If not...
So you don't meet the guys?
No, I've met the guys.
I swear. Both of you.
Yeah.
Successful, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, both
times. What's the conversion rate saying?
That's pretty high still.
Fair.
I think it's not. It's actually not bad.
It's not bad.
Because then at least you know... Mm-hmm. You're moving to someone that you actually find
attractive.
Instead of trolls moving to you and you just have to look at them and let them speak.
Trolls is crazy.
It's true though.
Not even like that, but like, yeah.
It's like that, but.
Yeah. What's I feel just like boys don't really say no.
Whoa.
Wow.
That
doesn't feel.
No, like.
When a girl is moving to a guy,
I feel like they don't really say no.
We do.
No, we do.
Really? We do, yeah.
Definitely.
How would you say it?
I just, like...
No, thank you.
Give you my old snap or something like that.
Oh, fair enough.
See, but that's technically not saying no, though. Because
I'm letting you down easy.
No, but I've added you now.
Well, she tries to add
you,
like, in front of you.
Well, then it will get awkward. It will get awkward.
If you ask for someone's snap, you're more inclined to add them right in front of you. So
no, but it is, though. With that, like, if I'm trying to reject them... In fact, let me give a story time, yeah. Cool. I was at a motive, this was many, many years ago. Many years ago, yeah. And there was a girl that kept telling her friend that, oh yeah, she's interested in me. But I didn't know her. This is a new motive. I've never seen like her before in it. So I'm just chilling with my boys. And then her friend comes and speaks to me, like, oh, my friend's interested in you, blah, 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 blah. Then she speak to her. And I wasn't interested in her. So I just left it. I didn't go to her. I just left it. Then like, she was making it very known to the party that she wants to talk to me. Like, where I was in the area, she was making it very known that she wants to talk to me. I'm like, I'm not interested. I don't want to talk to her.
Oh,
And then my boy was telling me, like, yo, like, you know she's on you, like, I heard her friend, blah, 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 blah. And then she came up to me. I was like, okay, I can have a conversation, but it's not going anywhere.
Mm.
And that's it, like, we can talk, but, like, don't ask for my snap, you're not getting it.
Did she ask for your snap?
Generally, I can't even remember. But I don't have her on socials, I don't have her number, she don't have mine.
Sorry to you.
No, see, why you feel like, hey, sorry.
No, because that's so sad.
What? What do you mean?
And this is why you should yeah, but like, let a guy know that you sorry. Like him. Like,
no one tells us sorry when no we one don't tells get sorry. The snap. Like, we just move on.
It's like, I wasn't interested.
That was really hurt.
Not really.
Really?
Nah. It's just another one, isn't it?
It's like, another one.
Yeah, like, it's really hurt. Well, like, we've been conditioned to this, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like boys are more used to it. Because I feel like if I missed a boy and he said no, I'd actually look at him. But you wouldn't move. You wouldn't move him, like, knowing that he would say, like, you don't.
How would you know?
No, but you
because the guys I've moved to could have said no, but like I was just not loving it.
No, but you would like see like body language, not body language, but like you see that like, oh, like if he's.
I don't know.
Like, I get what you're saying.
Do you know what I mean? Because like if you're on a motive and he's looking at you and like you're look like there's constant like.
Yeah.
You're gonna know. Okay, look, I can mute him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but like, some girls. Don't get that and they'll still try and do that. For example, that story time. Like,
but boys do
that. Oh, maybe she thought that you was doing that.
No, she knew I wasn't. Let me make that clear.
Wait, what was it about her that you didn't like?
It just wasn't my type. Like,
as in looks wise or just the way she was?
No, looks wise, like everything. That just wasn't my type. Like, I'm sure guys would go there, but it just wasn't for me. And I thought maybe at the time I was talking to someone. Okay, I was single, but like maybe the person I was talking to is better looking than her. So it's like, why would I do that?
Mm. Oh, so you only talked to one person at one time?
Of course.
Oh, that's so fake. Of course, you went, of course.
Why don't I mean, if you're dating, you can date multiple people. But like, if you're talking to someone, then that's the person
you're
talking
to. Oh, that's different. Yeah,
because I think when you're dating someone and then you become a... I'm someone who can't talk to multiple people at once. I've learned that about myself. So if I'm dating, I'm actually dating one person. So that means you're not allowed to talk to anyone else as well.
No, if I'm dating, that means I'm talking to multiple people. So once I'm now talking to someone...
Is talking something just that our generation has made just a thing that is not really a thing? Because what's talking?
It's true.
I think it's a thing.
Talking is getting to know someone.
Yeah.
Dating is getting to know someone.
Yeah. I feel like dating back in the day was like you're dating, you're trying to get in the scene, you're dating people. That's what I saw it as.
No, you can date people.
I still see it as,
Or you can exclusively date, but dating is getting to know someone. So I don't see what the point of the word, like the phrase talking to someone is. Like, what does that mean? You're talking to someone, you're dating someone.
No, it's two different things in my opinion.
I didn't get it.
Because if you were to ask me to now, am I talking to someone? I would not answer on the podcast, but offline I would let you know. Like, yeah, maybe I am or maybe I'm not. Do you know what I mean?
But she said dating then.
Am I dating? Yeah, I'm dating better people. Yeah, I'm dating.
That's okay. I guess
if you were to say if that was if you were to ask me that, I'd be like, yeah, I am. Like, if they're upset, that's their business.
Okay.
If you're single and dating, there's nothing wrong with that. I feel like people need to understand that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true. I was thinking dating sounds more exclusive, but
yeah, it does.
It does sound more exclusive.
Yeah. I mean, you can use it in the talking one, but you can. But
yeah, because I would think you say, "Oh, I'm talking to three girls, but I'm dating, I don't know, Samantha." Do you know what I mean?
Like, no, that's how I use it. But obviously, you can do whichever way you want to do it. Yeah, but for me, that's just how I say it.
I feel like Americans use dating more seriously.
Yeah, dating is more serious. Like, even my mom thinks a bit like that. Dating is more serious.
Yeah,
no, first, but not no, not me.
Not for you,
yeah. I mean, I can, do you know what I mean? But I just do it the different way. Not like that.
The thing is, I saw, was it a tweet? And it was like, oh, most girls only talk to one guy or no guys. I'm like, that's a lie, though.
No, I think it's true.
I think it's one guy or no guy.
That's not true.
Obviously, it's not every girl. I can only talk about, like, me and my friends. Mm-hmm. If we're talking to someone, we're actually only talking to one person. Or we tend to not talk to anybody at all. That's just, I can only talk about me and my friends. Because I feel like, how do you have the energy to talk to so many people? I just think it's boring. And I don't really care about knowing about like 10 different guys' lives at once. I just feel like I'd rather be invested in one person. And then that's when I become, as we said, delusional, yes. And then that's when sometimes things go wrong, sometimes things go right. That's another conversation.
Or if they're all good looking.
It's not about good looking. Yeah. It's about... how you make me feel and like how you are as a person.
Yeah, but let's say like now you go into a motive and like five good looking guys move to you. Like they're all good looking.
Oh, she's taking all of them.
Exactly.
No, but, the no, socials, but I'm the not socials. I'm taking their socials.
Yeah.
But like as you, I talk yeah. to you, as I like have a conversation, like the max you'll catch from me is like, if I'm being nice, like a week of talking to all five.
Yeah. But then you'll know by which one you're winning, yeah.
No, well, I'm either talking to none of them at the end of it, I'm talking to one of them.
Yeah, but as guys, we do the same thing.
Yeah, but no, but guys don't do that, no. You guys will talk to someone, sleep with someone, and then talk to like 17,000 other people at the same time. Knowing full well that the one person that you are sleeping with likes you, but you're still talking to every other girl. So no, guys are not the same at all.
No, girls do that. Girls do that.
No, me, do you
need to... you need to heal. You need to heal. That's crazy. Like, that was a rant.
No. Crazy. I'm just saying, I just feel like all men are like that though.
All?
No, not true.
I'm just saying.
Okay, in your experience.
Yeah.
No, we
don't agree, but
yeah. I feel like some men are selective, some girls are selective. Some men are some men.
That just means you weren't for the person. It's that simple, really.
So you're saying your roster only ever consists of one person?
It tends to, yeah. It actually does.
I just don't believe that. I'm not saying that. Like, no, I'm not saying you're lying, but I'm saying in general, girls tend to have more than one guy.
No. Okay, I get what you're saying because like some girls, I think it just.
Do you know what it is? Like there'll be boys there, but it's like you don't like them. They're just there.
Why are they there?
Exactly.
They like you, and they're just there.
So would you guys go out? Not you guys, but why do girls then tend to go out with them?
What do you mean?
It's just like go on dates and all that with them.
I wouldn't go on dates with multiple people though. No. I don't know. I think I get what you're saying though, because I have like heard like girls, because I'm not gonna lie, there are girls that obviously have multiple guys. So like this guy might be the person that just drops me home after a motive.
Yeah.
But then this guy is the person that I actually like and I actually go out with. But then this guy just like, if I won £100, he might just send it to
not
me.
Not speaking from it.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah, it's just about convenience in different aspects of your life. Do you know what I mean? But like
I don't.
But isn't it the same for guys then?
Yeah, but guys are selfish with it.
But you just said...
You've collected £100, been dropped home. convenience.
Free lunch as well. Like.
No, but what I mean is like... It doesn't matter. Guys are selfish. Why are you working to me?
Fairs.
But nobody asked for it though. Like,
I didn't ask for it. You offered to give me £100.
So that means you should take it.
Okay. Yeah.
Bro, girl logic.
I'm dead. If you offer, I can take. I wouldn't ask though. There's a difference.
Fair.
You offer to drop me home. If I feel like I'm comfortable enough that you drop me home, I'll take it.
Mm.
I'm not going to ask you to drop me home. Asking is like being a beg. Offering is just receiving something that is free.
Yeah. I think that's pride though. I can't lie, because a lot of girls say that.
Yeah, I'm never asking you to do anything for me.
Even if you're talking to him.
I can't. I struggle to even ask my friends to do things for me.
I hear you.
So like, I'm not going to ask a boy. You know what is, I don't like the entitlement to feel like now I know that you've done something for me because I asked you to do it. Yeah, no.
What is your friend? Male friend?
Oh, my male friend. Even then, I don't. I asked my male friend, my close male friend of like goodness how many years, one time to pay for my nails. And the only reason I asked is because I was never going to ask you. One of my friends was like, just ask, man, just ask. It's not that deep. And I asked, and he actually gave me money to pay for my nails. But it's just like, I would never have asked if it wasn't for a conversation we were having. You know what I mean? I just don't like asking for things.
Would you mind paying for your friend's nails?
My male friends are paid. Like, it's not kind of normal.
I think it's...
As in, like, without you asking?
Yeah.
No.
Raw.
Yeah, they don't ask me. Without asking.
Without asking.
Like, no, just said, oh, I'm going to do my nails, and then money.
Yeah, no. See, no, if I was, for example, yeah, cool. If you, if I was dating you now, and you've told me, oh, yeah, my guy... friend told me, oh yeah, let me just send her money because
I wouldn't do that if I think.
Yeah, I would never tell you.
No, but you didn't ask. Oh no, you did ask. But like,
I asked.
That's like, no, which example was it that you just said it?
I asked. She just, no, I was just saying like, you can just say it
and then they'll send it, right?
Yeah.
The guy that sent it, that guy needs to be
called. Yeah, that needs to stop. That needs to stop.
Are you not gonna pay for it?
That doesn't even matter.
like
the minute he sends you that money, guy can't be your friend if me and you're
someone. They're in the picture before you.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I would leave.
As your friend.
Me, I'm not your friend.
But the thing is, I feel like it's not that I have to cut off the person. Naturally, when you're talking to someone and you're in something serious, you put boundaries between you and your opposite gender friends anyway. So I don't think there would ever have to be a worry that the person would overstep and pay for the nails, because they know that you're doing something for someone. That's no longer their responsibility.
Right, but let's say he has sent it.
If he sent it whilst I was doing something with someone, I would most likely just send the money back.
That's fine.
I just don't want it. I don't want any problems. I don't know.
But why would that be a problem? I don't get it.
No, for me, I think he wants to now chop you.
But then he's been there since the beginning. So like, if he wanted
to
do that,
I think he wants to chop you.
But if he wanted to do that, he would have done that.
Do you know what it is? Being around
that's up to you. It's up to you.
That's actually how all boys think. You know, they actually think like that. Being around my male friends, boys actually all think like that.
Yeah, but like, he's been there for time. Like, imagine P.
Yeah.
Shout out P.
No, there's certain friends that I just feel like is... that you can't ever cut them off. I'm so sorry.
He would never do that.
But that's fine. Like, you and don't cut them off, but I'll go. I'm gone.
I'm not gonna lie. Those two friends, you can't ask me to cut them off. Yeah. But they will always understand boundaries, though.
I wouldn't tell you cut off someone that you're cool with and they aren't stepping boundaries. For example, if they're sending you money for your nails or your hair.
It's a red flag.
What? If they do that.
If you're doing that, I don't
know. Yeah. Even if I'm not doing it.
Why are you not doing it then?
First of all, I don't need to do this.
No, you don't need to do it.
Yeah.
If he's doing it, like, I don't get what's the problem.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Dating, like, let him have you.
Unless we're dating, I don't really see the problem.
No, if a date, who?
Like,
let's say me and you are dating, and your friend.
Continue.
Let's say me
and I had a male friend,
And he sent you money for your nails.
Okay. No, I'm listening. I just can't. She's making me laugh. It's actually her fault.
No, but yeah, let's say now he sends you money.
Yeah.
Drink.
That's the only reason why I was.
Yes, please. Yes.
Sure. That's the only reason I would tell you to come off. If there's no reason for me to tell you to come off, I wouldn't tell you to.
Okay.
That for me is a reason.
But how about if he has sent money before, but he's not sending money now?
Who?
He's sent money male best friend.
He sent money before.
So is he like your guy best friend? Me personally, I wouldn't be with someone that has a guy best friend.
Really?
Yeah. No, that's the bottom line.
How about if you call it your closest male friend?
No, it's the same thing.
That's cool.
That's a synonym. What?
Like, I just my friends. Like, if you want to mask it like that, then fine. But like,
mask it.
Yeah, like if you want to hide it like that. Oh yeah, he's but just my close guy friend.
That's always been platonic. Because there's
don't you have a female friend that you always like? You're just like, you just know.
I think men don't.
She's my best friend though. That's different.
No, but like, okay, I feel like people use the term best friend or like close friend because of like. What you've experienced with a person in life.
What have you experienced?
What I mean is like things have happened in your life and they've been there to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Like they've, mm-hmm. I don't know, like, I don't even know. Something bad happened and they were there. Mm-hmm. Family things happened and they were there to help you.
Yeah.
But you guys have always been platonic because I understand the difference. I have male friends that, I can count on one hand.
Yeah.
Male friends that are strictly platonic. Never looked at in any way. They've never looked at me like, we're all platonic. They even have girlfriends. Like, it's just like, we're just platonic.
But you wouldn't send him money for his haircut.
I wouldn't send him money for his haircut.
Right.
Like,
but why does he feel the need to send money for your nose?
He's never sent me money as well.
But that's what I'm saying, though.
Anybody watches if there's any problem.
Oh, fair.
Nobody sent me money for anything here. Yeah. It was just one time. That's what I asked.
Yeah.
Other than that, never sent me
anything. I don't see a problem with that. But I'm saying, like, if he just does it out the blue.
No, but, like, you were saying, like, you couldn't do the close male friend.
Yeah, like, when I say that in terms of, like, you lot go out to eat together or you, like, you go to each other's houses and like you chill and. For me, it's like no.
With any friends?
No.
Ian's fine for me. Ian's fine.
You do have any friends.
Ian's fine.
No, but I don't. I have female friends. I don't go to eat with them. No, like for
do you
me,
like,
I
go like. Do you go out like with them like on the weekend or something?
No chance.
So
have they
ever been to your house? That online?
No, but like if I see them, if I see them, that's the vibe. But like I feel like that's crossing lines sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
To go out, I'm wrong.
As in, like me and a female friend going out to eat.
Yeah.
No chance.
No, to be honest, if the male best friend was there before me, then I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't tell you to cut him off until I know there's a reason to cut him off.
So if you were chatting to a girl and she goes out with her male best friend, is that crossing a boundary?
As in to go and eat and that.
Yeah.
for me, it's not crossing the boundary if you let me know that, all right, this is what we do. Like, oh, it's not that deep, just we go out to eat sometimes or something. Like, we're both into food and all. Like, cool, do your thing. That's not a problem. Until I see something or I hear something that there's something to cut off.
But yeah, that's right, different. But you said that you wouldn't even talk to someone.
Yeah, like, close mouth, like, if I feel like this is, then I'll just, I wouldn't tell you cut them off, I'll just go.
But, like, if anything was going to happen, it would have happened already. That's
you
I
never know, like.
Some guys play the long game.
Yeah, like, some, for me, like.
Not for 5 years. Why the fuck are you playing?
Yes, what? for five years. I'm telling you, guys are dogs.
Like, you're saying you got.
Give him an inch, he'll take it all.
It's facts.
It's simple as that.
Like, you're saying you've got platonic male friends, yeah?
Yeah.
If you gave them a shot, would you bet your life savings that they wouldn't take it?
Yeah, I could actually. Yeah. Those 5 friends, that's why I said it's only one hand. Those
five friends is a lot. 5 friends is a lot.
No, those 5 male friends, and they would know who they are.
Shout out them.
Absolutely not. Like, they absolutely wouldn't.
But certain
if there's certain male friends, if you said male friends, and then we started going into the other male friends,
yeah.
I wouldn't bet anything because I would lose.
Yes.
Yeah. No, if I really just, like, really let put on them, they probably would. I mean, we wouldn't be surprised. Mm. But there's those 5, I don't think you think it's 5, but I'm just going to say 5. Friends that absolutely nothing.
So, do you have friends you'd go there with?
No, I don't know. I don't know. No,
you do. You do. No, she thought about it. She said, she said,
okay, there's only one or two, but like, I wouldn't actually. But I've, in my head,
it's not, it wasn't even a friend. It's like a failed talking stage, and
that no, they became friends.
That can be that, that can be a friendship.
I don't have that.
No, yeah, no, that's
I've got that. I don't have that.
He has boundaries. He says.
I don't have that. A failed talking stage is my friend. No,
no.
It's not like all the time.
It's not like a distinct failed talking stage, but like maybe the person like moved to your apartment and then like you might have spoken, but like it didn't develop into some. That
how
direction.
Did it develop to a friendship?
But it just changed.
It can.
Like you don't. The person moved to your party. Like imagine you moved to a girl at a party, and then you guys are talking, but. You moved to her because you were interested in her.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it just never went that direction. And you just became friends and just started talking like
friends. What do you mean you can't imagine it?
So do you think it's weird
can't imagine that.
Do you think it's weird to be sexually attracted to your friends then?
Not sexually attracted.
No, but if the guy moved to you and you've now become friends, he was originally sexually attracted to you.
But you know what is, I just block it out because I'm not attracted to you.
Yeah, see, no.
Yeah, but that's dangerous.
I don't trust that blocking.
Yeah, but that's why... Those are the friends that if I had a man, 100% there would be boundaries. I'm so sorry. Like, I wouldn't even... I'm not gonna lie. Those are friends that I don't even... Like, probably don't even hang with anyway.
Yeah.
Like, we might talk online. Like, I might post something and you pop up to it. We'll have a little conversation about it. And
right. Why do you think he's popping up? That's what I'm saying to you. I don't have, like... For example...
Can you stop?
That's crazy.
I just feel like, it's okay for it. It's pop up.
But for me... No. Because the example you gave of, like, let's say I moved to a girl now, and I'm interested in moving to her, but it didn't go that way.
Yeah, and then you just become friends.
No. Because if I move to her at a motive, and she doesn't hear it. For example, with me, when I move to girls, because I don't really move to girls in motives. I'm there for the fun. That's all I'm there for. So if I move to a girl now... No, like, I just got to that stage.
I never hear boys say that. Every time I hear boys talk about it, it's just... You know that way it's gonna have bare girls in their life. Beanies.
No.
What?
Can
you imagine?
No, but like, let's say I've moved to a girl. I moved to a girl and I asked for her number and she says no. Or like, she can give me a snap. I don't take anything.
What do you mean?
You're not interested in me.
Oh, you asked for number, just number?
Yeah, you're not interested in me.
Snap.
Oh yeah, you're so great.
No, but I'm not gonna lie, yeah. I'm not gonna lie, that should be the first indicator. I'm not gonna lie. I feel like, hopefully the boys actually hear this, but... If you ask for a girl's number, she doesn't give it to you.
She's not interested in me. Interested.
Yeah,
and that's why I can't go to a friendship because I don't want to be your friend.
Oh, okay. I hear that though, but goddamn.
No, but like, that's what I'm saying. If she tells me snap, it's like, oh, okay, no problem. That's fine. I'm wasting your time. Why am I here?
Oh, see, I feel like you're the first boy that got that.
No, I feel like a lot of guys know. It's just like they want to do the long game. So those guys that pop up, oh, this is nice, friend. Read into that, friend. No, do you know what I mean? Know. It's not a friendship.
Guys are opportunists, bro. Like, give them that shot. Most guys...
Oh, I just don't think it's ever that deep. There's so many people in the world.
Nah.
Like, I know I'm just that great. I'm like, there's a lot of people in the world.
This is why I think the word friend is, like, overused. Because
but you can't call people acquaintance. That's awkward.
Yeah, but friends are strong. Them
I'm just mad. Like, if you ask me, I'll be like, oh, yeah, we're cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're cool.
Yeah, friends are strong.
Okay, to be fair, when you say it like that.
Yeah.
Like, if I see it going somewhere, you my friend. Like, really?
No, we're not.
Because now I'm sexually attracted to you. You're not my friend.
To be friends. To be fair, they're not actually friends when you think about it.
So then what are you?
Let's look at the definition of friend.
Friends you're just not a platonic friend, but you're still friends.
Nah.
A platonic...
Unless it's like friends with benefits, you're not friends.
No, I'm not on that.
And even then, that one there's... You can't do it.
Don't worry, we got it. Don't worry.
What are you said, Janelle?
A person with whom one has a bond of mutual affection.
Mutual.
Typically one
exclusive of sexual or family relations.
Exclusive
of sexual.
Exclusive of sexual.
And family relations.
There we go.
Right, so you're not friends.
So you can't be friends.
That's what I'm saying.
But it has to be a mutual affection. So that means
you both have
anyone, if someone likes you but you don't like the person, then you guys
are friends, yeah. Friends. That's literally.
But I still don't agree with that fully. I just feel like you can still be
friends. The thing is though, like there are people that we're cool with. If someone asked you, is that person your friend? And you said, no, I'm cool with them. They'll feel attacked.
Because it feels like you're saying then, like, I feel like the word friend just makes it seem like, oh, there's something there. It might not be deeper, but there's still something there that bonds you guys together. If you don't say the person's not your friend, it feels bad. Like,
it shouldn't though, man.
I don't really feel bad to me.
Yeah, we got that.
No,
like,
it's
like, very
like, he's like
boom, everything.
Straightforward. If it's A, it's A. If it's B, it's B.
That's how life is. Yeah. That's literally how life is.
No gray.
Friends is deep. You actually have to call a spade. Friendship is deep. So like, if it's not deep, like if I can't come to you with my problems, we're not friends.
No, there's certain friendships like you can't. Yeah, that's why there's close friends and then there's friends. Because close friends are the people that you will tell certain.
No, things. They can still like obviously you got your closest. This is my opinion, by the way.
Mm.
This is you have closer friends here that you can go to. For example, I can go to these two for my problems.
Aww.
Yeah, well, I do a podcast with them. Do you know what I mean? But then there's also other friends I have that I can still go to them, but I just choose to go to my closer friends first. And that's it. I don't need to go outside of that.
But you say you have
See,
a lot
but that's
friends.
Why you would say closer friends and then friends. You look like he's smiling. He has a lot of friends. Do you have a lot of friends?
Do I have a lot of friends? No, I was smiling because you were both talking because I didn't know.
That's what you're saying.
Do I have a lot of friends? Nah.
Mm.
Nah. What's a lot of friends to you lot, then?
I don't think I have a...
About 20.
I think I have a good
Do amount. Do I have 20 friends?
20 is a lot.
20 is a lot of friends.
It's 20 a lot. I think 20. Friends.
Nah, because we got like, in the group chat, we got like 10 guys.
Okay. So yeah, then 10 there's 10 friends. Of you. You don't have more than 10 of friends.
I have more than 20 friends, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You have to have more than 20 friends.
20 friends. Maybe 20 close friends.
Auntie, so I ain't got 20 close friends is crazy though.
No, I didn't say close, I just said friends.
20 close friends. Yeah, maybe like 10 close friends makes sense.
I think 20 friends is a lot still.
You think that's really?
I probably have more, but that means I've got a lot of friends then.
He's not even trying to claim you guys.
No, because like, I agree to an extent.
I think 20 is a lot. Some might have got 3 or 4, bro.
That's true.
That's scary.
No, but I think you have to look at yourself and think, why do I only have 3 friends? Because to only have 3 friends... No, because think about it. You went from primary school, secondary school... Sixth form or college, university, working world, and you only have 3 friends.
I'm not friends with anyone from my primary school.
Yeah, no, but I'm just giving an example. I'm friends with 2 people from my primary school. But I'm giving an example. Like, you went through all those phases in life and you only have 3 friends. You have to look in the mirror and think.
Or maybe you just don't like people.
Yeah, that's not.
But I still have friends.
Yeah, you'll have friends, just the 3 or 4 that you have.
Yeah, but for example, did you make friends at Portsmouth? Or do you have friends in Portsmouth?
Yeah.
Or
only 3 white friends that I have from Portsmouth.
Are they friends or are they like
friends.
Uni friends?
So like if you leave uni...
I will still talk to them. I hang with them and everything. I go on holiday with them.
You go on holiday with them?
Yeah, because they're my actual friends. I'm just going to stop there. They're my actual friends, yeah.
No, because when we went to uni, like...
Where did you go to uni?
DMU.
No.
Yeah.
And London.
Yeah.
I thought you were
going
to say, like,
Cove.
Never that. Never that. I said never that.
I thought DMU is the same.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same vibe.
Cobb's PR is worse than
DM. Yeah. But like, it's, I think it's all the same, really. Mm.
Yeah, to be fair.
I feel like that's even the first time I said that on this board. Is that like DMU?
No, it's not the first time.
We've mentioned Leicester all the time. But yeah, I went there. When we went there, like, we didn't. I didn't go there with the expectations to make friends. I feel like I left there and I left with like a few acquaintances, but like two friends.
I feel like his face is saying otherwise.
No.
Who you?
How many friends did you make in uni?
That's what I'm saying. I feel like I made like two friends.
Okay.
Do they know this?
Like the rest of them will know that we're acquaintances because they know we're acquaintances. I don't speak to them often, but if I see them, it's love. I mean, but like the two friends, they probably know who they are. Because that's who I spoke to. Yeah.
It's different for us because we went to uni as a five of us. So like, we didn't really have a need.
I didn't need to make friends.
Like see, that's the difference. That's what I mean. Like, you guys went, most of our friends, all of my, pretty much our whole female friendship group went together to Kent.
But why didn't you go?
I went Portsmouth, so but I had two friends there already.
Okay.
But they were both boys, so I wasn't really going to hang around them like that. But then obviously one of them introduced me to other people and then became friends. And then had a big group of like 20 of us. And then they just scatter. And then I became friends with a few of them. And then I just have the friends. And I just feel like those are friends that I know I would actually be friends with outside of uni. Like,
Are they from Portsmouth, though?
No. They're all from London, actually. No, one of them's from Essex. She like you.
Yes. Come on. We got the 6, man. Wait, so you lot are saying that 20 friends is not a lot?
I don't think that's a lot.
I don't think that's a lot.
20, man.
Because our female friendship group, that means it's already going to take up more than like half.
Yeah, that's why I feel like it's not that's a lot.
I think, man.
I feel like if you said, no, I just don't think that's a lot.
So what's a lot?
Like if you said 50, then I'm like, rah. Like.
50 friends, because remember, it's friends. We're not even talking of close friends, we're just saying friends.
Yeah.
20 friends, that's a lot. I don't think that's a lot.
So what's your ratio between girlfriends and male friends then?
Yeah, I think I have more male friends than female friends.
I feel like I have a kind of similar amount.
Yeah, I feel like mine is 50-50.
I think mine is pretty similar, yeah.
Yeah, I would say 50-50.
50-50? Nah, mine's like...
I'm starting to think
70-30,
80-20
maybe?
How is it a similar amount? No, I think I have more female friends now than male friends. Because my only male friends are like the couple from Port and then some in London. I'm talking about male friends that are like genuinely just my friends. Actually, no, but my female friends are pretty much just our friendship.
That's what I'm saying. There's only eight. Like, it's only like eight. Well, it's only like.
Maybe I've got like maybe like 15 female friends. No, I don't know now.
This is 50-50.
That's a good. Maybe, yeah, I think it's 50, around 50, similar 50.
Amount. I feel like I'm cool with a lot of girls, but friends, not that many, innit?
But sometimes, as much as I sound like I'm very strict, but sometimes I don't want to read too much into it.
Yeah, because
then it's like it's making it awkward. So I was just like, cool, whatever it is. Isn't it?
So maybe he is grey.
Wait, so if you lot got, would you say if you ain't got someone's number, they can't be your friend?
Not necessarily. I have people's number that I'm not friends with.
That's actually true.
I actually have.
But then it's like, how do you not have my number and you're my friend?
Exactly.
No, but my currency is you know how like Snapchat was, we were so heavy on Snapchat first.
Yeah.
But then now, but you would have migrated, like we would have gone out, so we wouldn't need to be speaking.
But like sometimes I just
bro, even he has my number now.
How do you have my number? Like, yeah, true, but I feel like everyone that I
know. Number?
Chill out, man. What's he doing?
Maybe just to be fair,
that's true.
I have to have my number.
You can call on Snapchat.
You've never done that.
I've never done that, but I've had people do that.
I've had people call me on Snapchat, but that feels weird. Calling me on Snapchat?
Yeah, true.
I'm just on my phone, so like, if you text me, oh, I'm 5 minutes away, I will see it and respond straight away because I'm on my phone. So we don't end up like a lot of my friends. I don't talk to on the phone. I barely even talk to this one. You think I'm calling her and getting a response from her? No. So if I'm not even talking to my closer friends on the phone that much, the likelihood of me talking to friends outside on the phone is even
But you'd have their number, you just want to speak to them on the phone.
Well, I don't see the point. I don't even have space on my phone to be adding more numbers.
How are we lot in school, though?
How were we?
Yeah. Do you lot go to the same school?
Yeah.
How were you lot in school? Were you lot bad kids?
Good kids? We were good girls.
Don't say neat.
We were, no, we, What? Ask everyone that went to our secondary school. They thought we were neats.
Yeah.
No, they didn't think we were neats, but like they just
they
thought,
didn't rate
like,
us.
Yeah, because they thought they were better. Because you know how like in secondary school.
Are they gonna see this, by the way?
Oh, don't even care.
You see those people in secondary school that think that they're like they're better than everybody in secondary school. Think they're just so good, but then half of them are dumb, and then half of them they leave school and God knows what they do with their life.
God knows, literally.
Then you've got the others that are just popping, popping, popping. Not even gonna finish the statement. I just feel like they were the kind of people that used to look at us and make it seem like we were unique.
But now look at your life.
What are you doing with your life?
I'm not even trying to violate,
but what
like,
are you doing with your life?
Genuinely. Please.
Fair enough.
I'm so sorry for bringing this up.
I'm not hearing it though. No,
because
there's certain people they thought they were like
this
shit.
Yeah, for sure. There's always gonna be people like that.
And even the girls that were like mad people, or the boys that were like, they don't. The beauty didn't continue. Like it just stopped.
Oh, do you know what? Yeah, that was their peak. To do anything, yeah. But now I'm triggered, yeah.
Oh.
Because yeah, boys at school that used to get on like call me ugly. Now they're saying, "Oh, you're
so lame."
You know, I.
But that's not a problem though.
No, because don't come and talk to me. I got called Blick. I'm not even that dark. The boys were darker than me.
No.
What do you mean it's not a problem though?
I don't think it's a problem.
I don't think so.
No, because there was girls that used to be meaty.
So you should call them meaty?
No.
So you really had a school and now you're
that's crazy.
You must be having a laugh.
I went to an all-boys school, so I was good from that. But no, what I'm saying is it's not a problem for you to be meaty back then and then you're good looking now.
But then why are you now messaging?
Because you're good looking now.
You look better now.
That's crazy. But you don't remember
what you said. No, but it's like, okay, if you are to ask yourself now, were you good looking back then? What would you guys say?
Like,
I'm saying that's for everyone, by the way, not just you. That's for everyone. Would you guys say you were good looking back then? Because for me, I feel like...
What age though?
Bro, back in secondary school, like for me, I feel like when I look back at my picture, I'm like, this guy's mean.
Yeah.
But like...
No, but that's you saying it to yourself.
That's me saying it to myself,
yourself,
yeah.
To like hear it is mad.
Yeah, you know when the Batman Dark Knight movie came out? Oh my God.
No way.
Somebody said that. In science, the light went off and they were like, oh, where's Velma? How can they turn their head at the same time?
And it's like, you weren't even dark. Like,
I'm kidding you not, these guys were 10 times darker than me. Guys, I'm not even that dark.
I think that was just a phase though.
And I just felt like,
why
do you think you can turn around and come and talk to me now? Like, that's so crazy.
No, but... So that's how you lot were?
Yeah, I think in my head, we were cool in my head.
We was definitely cool in my head. But then now I look back, I was like, yeah, they thought we were neat.
But at one point, we actually were, like, we were, like, 5 SOS kind of girls. Like, what is it? Like,
what's 5 SOS?
Yeah,
five Seconds of Summer.
The band.
Oh, you used to listen to them?
Yeah, and we were, like, I was heavy on Tumblr as well.
Yeah, we would do the whole, like... dyeing hair with henna.
Oh.
Go to Renee's house, try put some clippings in there, you know, have our hair straight.
And like, I used to, like, you know those fan accounts?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had one based on Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Ariana, I had their followers. Like,
Rilla Kumar. Rilla Kumar, phone
just Ariana.
Where's that account now?
Oh, yeah,
we're on, like, what, Instagram?
No, on Twitter.
Where is that?
No, I deactivated, man. Right.
Make that.
You should...
Ariana Grande.
No, obviously change it.
That's the first time I've even said that.
No, but like, change it. Like,
you can make
money from that.
We had like Rilla Kumar phone cases. Oh, you know, like, it's like a big teddy bear phone case. Whopping down the road.
Yeah,
he was actually weird.
So, I'm guessing you guys never got excluded.
No.
Oh, now you're in trouble, though.
That's what I mean. Like, how were you guys in school? Like, did you guys get in trouble?
People just talking too much.
Did you get put on report on that?
One time, but that was just because I would just talk too much. I was talking.
She was disruptive.
Yeah, I just talk.
I never got put on report.
And I would laugh.
I never got put on report.
I don't know when I wasn't on
report. Yeah, like, I was always on report.
Those kids.
No, but it's not all that.
I used to hate kids like
when
you.
Two kids were talking. The teacher, wait, what did you say?
I said I used to hate kids like you.
What did they do to you?
Learn, man.
Yeah, you weren't neat. Stop.
Trying to learn, and there's just bare kids just talking.
No, sometimes it gets like that though.
Like just shush.
When someone's talking bare, like
you know when like there's two kids laughing, the teacher's writing on the board, and then she turns around and she catches you laughing, but it wasn't even like you that made the joke and that. Yeah. That was me. That was me.
I didn't even start the conversation, but because I just might laugh a little bit too loud, I would get in trouble.
No, I never got on report, but I did get excluded a few times.
Yeah, I got suspended a few times still.
No, okay, cool. The one time that I was actually innocent. So,
year 11.
No, I didn't even know what year this was. Not that one. I'm not bringing that up on here. But there was a time I got excluded for playing with fire extinguisher. Huh? Yeah. But here's the thing, yeah. So, I think I must have left school late, so I didn't leave with him and like other guys in our school. But I think the day before, he was playing with fire extinguisher.
I don't even know what he's talking about. There's a video of this.
So they played with the fire extinguisher and I wasn't there. Now, the next day, I think I was just leaving. I thought it was one guy now. And I picked it up, but I never used it. I didn't do anything, but I just picked it up. And then I think like maybe a few days later, this must have been early in the week. A few days later, now I get the deputy head walk into my English class. And I was just had a back. I'm like, okay, cool, he's here. Like, what's my business? I don't care. And he's like, oh, can you talk to me? I'm like, okay. I'm like, oh, what did I do? Like, all right, there's an envelope. Like, what did I do? Maybe I did something good. No, because I wasn't like, I'll get in trouble, but I wasn't a bad student. Yeah. I wasn't nothing like that. So now I've walked out now, and he's like, so you've been spotted on CCTV playing with a fire extinguisher, so we're going to have to internally exclude you. So, what do you mean? I didn't use it. Remember, I didn't use that at all. I didn't do anything.
So
I just,
what was he doing with it?
Like, I just picked it up and I pretend like, oh yeah, like, because obviously I saw the video, I'm like, oh, this is funny, let me scare my boy. Let me just pretend I'm going to use it. But I didn't use it. And he said, I'm internally excluded. I said, yo, like, no one spoke to me. What's going on? Like, I haven't even wrote a statement, nothing. Like, you lot just excluded me. Like, that was wrong.
They caught you on CCTV.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, but
I just picked it up.
How it looks on the camera, you're holding it, you're playing around, pretending. They're gonna just tell you off because you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, tell me off, not exclude me.
Yeah,
exclude is crazy. I didn't, as if I did it. I didn't do it, and he used it the day before. He didn't get excluded nothing. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
If you see the video is actually hilarious.
It's a funny video that he does. No, he did it on like our boy. Like he used it on our boy. Yeah. Like it was funny.
He used it, and it was funny.
Maybe
he confused the two of you.
Nah. You can't exclude us. You can't make us up. You can't. So then I think I must have bugged out at like our head of year. I was like, yo, like, what are you lot doing? Like, didn't make sense because I always used to, I had an attitude problem back then. I'm like, what are you doing? And you can see it on my face. Even now, when I talk, you can see it on my face.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you lot doing? What's the problem? But anyways, like, yeah, cool. I must have debugged out, whatever. Nothing changed. I was excluded the next day. So now, when I'm in our school, when you get excluded, you have to come in earlier, like 8 o'clock or something. No, probably before that, because school started at 8:50.
Yeah, it was like an hour earlier or
yeah,
something
like
that.
Yeah, 7:50, something like that. You have to come in and you have to pick up litter. You have to do that. Yeah, so then I did it. And when I went to like, there's somewhere called a hard court where you play football.
Yeah.
This is how I knew I was just innocent. Because when I was doing it and then I just turned to my head to the right now. I see like 5 £10 notes. On God.
Is it?
I see 5 £10 notes. I pick up, I said, thank you, God. Because I was innocent. So this is my reward. especially in secondary school.
I said, this doesn't make sense.
How is this here? I picked up, I said, thank you. And I just carried on my day. I'm like, yeah, I've made money. I'm innocent, but you know, I'm just face the crime. Yeah, still. It was my luck still, but I was like, nah, to excuse me for that was brazy.
Was it just one day?
Only one day. Okay,
one day?
Yeah, one day.
Bro, I've been suspended for like 5 days, bro.
No, I've had five days.
Did you get a fight?
You look naughty.
No,
though.
What? No.
How like you got in trouble. Okay, who do you?
No, I didn't really get in trouble.
He looks like he did naughty things and got away with it all the time.
That's what just happened.
That's what happened there, but he did.
Yeah, I got
no, he, you got into more trouble than me.
Yeah, I think I got excluded, but like twice in secondary school, once in sixth form.
No, you're worse than me.
Oh yeah, no, sixth form is crazy. Sixth form is crazy. You're the worst.
Like, I was actually innocent that time. Like, I only got excluded because my name is the same name as someone else. I had the same name as someone else, and I got excluded for it because of that person. But I just didn't. I didn't say anything. We'll talk about it. You do. You do know.
You've forgotten.
Yeah, you probably forgotten.
We'll talk about it.
But I just didn't say anything, and I just firmed the exclusion. I'll be real.
How long was that for again?
5 days? Like a week?
In sixth form?
Yeah. It's wrong story. Remember, he wasn't in sixth form.
I think I know what it is. I think that's how I know it is.
I didn't mind it though.
In sixth form is when I stopped caring though about school.
No, I understand I stopped caring about school, but like, what are you doing? You're actually naughty.
Nah, there was a time I was going to get excluded, but it's like, the deputy head knew he was bugging out. Like, you have no argument here to exclude me.
Why are you, like, for what?
I think me and my boy were just like, I think he generally just didn't like us. He was new as well. And he not picked on me, because you can't pick on me in sixth form. But he didn't pick on me, but it's like, from the minute he joined the school, like, first day of school, he looked at me like, where am I going? He just, out of the blue, where am I going? This is the first day of school for me as well. That didn't make sense, but yeah, from that day he tried it. We didn't get excluded, and then yeah, like from that day he just left us. Still, but yeah.
I've never been excluded.
I think primary school.
You've never been excluded.
I've never been excluded. Never been a report.
No, I've never been on report, but excluded is great. Not being excluded.
No, never.
I think I was worse in primary school than secondary school. To be fair.
No, not me.
Like year six, parents even. I remember, like, I made my mum cry, but like. It wasn't.
Okay, year six.
Yeah, year six.
What did you do?
I was just disruptive.
Oh.
Like, the teacher had enough of me, innit? So she went all out at parents' evening. And I came home. I remember I was eating pasta at the dinner table. Mum started crying. Dad started crying as well.
Your dad?
My mum started crying.
Oh, I always said your dad as well.
Chill out, man.
No,
she started crying. Then I just started crying. That's crazy.
Oh yeah, it's a bad feeling.
You didn't pan up. That didn't even
No, I did. I did for did like 3 years. No,
one camera. One.
Yeah, your word. I almost forgot. No, then like for like 4 years, I was calm. Then like year 10, there was this younger year 9. We called youngers. We called them Larry, innit? Like, because they were just misbehaving. Like,
no, we all use Larry.
Swear.
Yeah.
No, that word, yeah.
I don't know if it was a primary school thing. That's crazy. But
yeah.
I thought no one else used that word. That's so mad. My fault. But year 10, there was a year 9 kid, black kid. Like, he would always pipe up when you saw me and my boy, right? Then one day, like, was in the dinner hall, lunchtime. I think he must have dashed like a fruit at our table. So then we've timed when we've left in it. So then my boy's gone through the back, and then I've gone through the front to like block him off when he's moving back to his house.
House?
Yeah.
Was that no school day?
No, it was lunchtime.
Oh, yeah. Boarding house. Yeah.
So then I'm coming from the front, my boy's coming from the back. So he sees me, then he turns around.
Mm.
Then my boy looks at him, he backs off his belt, and he chases him.
Pause.
What? No.
That is
come
a pause.
Nah, you always need to stop with that pause.
That wasn't even. Come on, pause.
That is kind of
man
a pause.
Man is taking back and forth.
Outside at lunchtime, bro. Anyways, backed off his belt, and then so he's going opposite direction to me. He's going towards my boy, and then he runs down to the house now, and the head of the house comes up, and there's bare like year 8 white girls watching everything because like it's like a standoff. I'm at the back, he's at the front, and then all the girls run off and they snitch. And then the head of house comes out, and then they see my boy with a belt, him in the middle, and me at the back. So they're like, what's going on here? We couldn't explain ourselves, innit? So they just suspended me and my boy for like 5 days, even though we didn't touch him.
How do you get suspended in boarding school? Where do you go? Do you stay at home?
It's like being grounded. You can't go out.
Do you go in lessons or
yeah. You literally, you wake up, community service, wake up early, clean the house, go breakfast, go lessons, after school, go straight back to your room, till dinner. Yeah. Dinner, back to room, homework, bed. It's like being grounded.
Where did you go boarding school?
Where?
Yeah.
Ipswich.
You went to boarding school in Ipswich?
I've told you that 10 times, bro. Like, what's going on?
I didn't know that.
Oh,
I'm really laughing at you.
That's crazy. You know what Ipswich is, though?
No. Yeah, so it's like just outside of London.
Not just, it's like an hour and a half out. Fairs. Like near Chelmsford, Colchester side sort of thing. Damn. Yeah, so. Yeah, that was secondary, to be fair. It's crazy. But yeah, man. We've gone over time, innit?
Yeah, we've gone over time. Man. Oh. It went quick, though.
It did.
Yeah,
because
we're just that good.
It did. Yeah, we're all
the nice. Entertainment. Yeah, fair, nice. Fair. Nice.
You guys think we're funny?
But yeah, so, that's not
what we're saying. You know what? It don't matter because the proof is actually in the pudding.
Because these were chuckling, there was that belly laughing.
Mm. Camera's there still.
Proof's in the pudding, it's fine.
I hear it still.
I was chuckling the whole time.
You forgot the camera was there though, innit?
Yeah, slightly. Yeah. I just had to keep looking over sometimes.
At the camera, at the screen?
Yeah, sometimes I look at the screen and sometimes I look at the camera. I didn't know where to look.
I've never looked at the camera a day in my life.
What? I don't even look at it still.
Yeah, since we
started. Maybe the screen, my lap.
I only look at the screen.
Other than that, no, to be honest.
Yeah, once again.
I'm sitting
bare
slouched. What is it?
Same
bare slouched.
I'm sitting
slouched.
Like this the whole time. I think this chair
slouched.
Is it uncomfortable?
No,
it's just like this.
Fair enough. Yeah. Thank you a lot for coming, though.
Yeah, appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome.
Man.
It was nice to be here.
Yeah, definitely do it again.
Yeah,
yeah, why not, man? This is not. What? 118, isn't it?
Yeah.
Episode 118. Like, comment, subscribe, all that stuff. Check the polls. What we say in pod, everywhere, Insta, man. TikTok, all that good stuff. Yeah, check man. It out. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Tell your family.
Other than that, Tina and the building, thanks for coming, man.
It's been with us.
Bye.
Stay with the hustling.
Stay with the hustling.
Stay with it, man.
Stay with it, man. It's been your boy Benz on the booth. You tell me what's going on.
Like, sorry,
on,
sorry,
on,
sorry, on, sorry, on, sorry, on, sorry.
Say hi.
Been...
Oh, you're behind the scenes. No one can see you, sorry. Say hi.
No, let me do
this. This hasn't ruined the whole house, really. Like, she's like, you have to go over the jump again. Yeah, other than that, Tina and the Buddha Fest for coming, man.
Thank you. It's been with Hustle Hustler. Stay with the hustle, my
stay
people.
Stay with it.
It's been your boy Benzo on the booth.
Benzo.
And we'll see you on the next one still.
What was that side?
Because I don't know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Maybe you got wanted to say something.
You know.
Bye.
There you go.
Oh my gosh.